Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Meg B the OG.
Meg B the OG, the one and only, baby.
And where are you from?
I am from Westside. I'm from Los Angeles. I'm from California.
You are an LA native?
All right, so I'm going to keep it 100. I was born in Dallas, but I've been here since I was 3 years old. So just because I was born in Dallas does not mean I'm not an LA native. Like, no, I wasn't conceived. No, actually, I think I was conceived in L.A. I was born in Dallas, and then my mom moved back to L.A., and I've been out here since I was 3 years old.
So you're a native. You've
I'm
been
native,
in L.A. since
yeah.
you were 3 years old. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a native. I'm from L.A.
This is the bonus question. What is the West Side?
I think anything west of Figueroa would be considered the West Side.
Okay.
Yes.
But white people don't say that. White people say Venice and Mar Vista and Brentwood, but when black people say West Side, they typically west of the 110 Figueroa.
Yeah, west of the 110 Fig. You know, now if I was to really be literal, I would say like West Los Angeles, like West LA by UCLA, Wilshire.
Okay,
area.
So there's a difference. Okay, so West LA and West Side is two different things.
Yeah, West LA is, I went to Hamilton, so I would consider that West LA. I would consider Culver City West LA, the Fox Hills Mall West LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, not Westfield. The
that,
Fox.
That, that's,
if you call that shit Westfield, you're not from LA.
And the somebody asked me, like, where are you going to? I'm saying, I'm going to the movie theater. What movie theater? So I'm going to the bridge. What the hell is that? I'm like,
the bridge.
I said, oh, Howard Hughes, whatever y'all call it now.
I would never call the Fox Westfield, and I would never call the bridge Howard Hughes.
Right.
You know, okay, so we have West LA, you know, and then you got East LA.
And East LA, or the East Side, is.
Well, they different.
Yeah.
They different.
They even looks different when you. As soon as you pass Fig, it looks different.
Yeah, they different for sure. They different. Like, I mean, and you know what? I'm a chameleon, so I didn't hung around a lot of people. I didn't kick it with a lot of different people. But let me tell you, when you get to them East Side people, baby,
it's different. And they active over there. They stay active.
Yeah, they active. They there. Different. But I'm a West LA. I'm a West LA girl.
South Bay all day here.
Yeah, I know that's right.
What do you hate about transplants?
They have this idea of what being from LA looks like. And that's not true.
What does that mean, though? Like, what do they...
They come here with this energy. You understand? That's not real, authentic Los Angeles energy. They come here with this narrative about who LA people are. And I feel like they're trying to change who they are to fit in with who... we are, you know, our right. culture, try to dress like us, be popping like us, talk like us, just move like us, but it's so unoriginal. And it's almost disrespectful because right. how dare you come from there and try to take my culture and who I am being raised here and try to make it seem like you better doing me than I am.
Right.
Like, it's kind of like, we ain't better at this LA shit than me.
What do you love about transplants?
Honestly, what I can say I appreciate, I'm not going to say I love, you know, I appreciate that they come here with hustle.
Right.
You know, like, I have...
The ones who make it,
but even the ones who don't make it, and, you know, don't think being popping on Instagram is making it. Don't think, you know, being able to pull up to a club and get in. It just... That's not just success. You can move here from Texas and get a great 9-to-5 job and live in Gardena, and you can go to the beach every single day, or like, that could be making it, you know? Like,
right.
you have to stop putting this idea of what being successful looks like and what making it looks like. But I appreciate when they come here, they make something of themselves, you know? Like, whether it is you becoming a creator and an influencer, and you're using LA as, you know, a good, I don't want to say a platform, but you're using LA as good scenery.
Right.
You feel me? When I moved to New York, you know, I lived out there for a little bit, and I had hustle, you know, like, it just changed me. And I do see people who move from different states. And another thing, it's expensive as hell out here.
Yes.
So you moving from the boondocks where you paying $900 and you getting you a nice big ass 2-bedroom, 1-bedroom, and then you come to LA and our rent is $3,500 for you to live damn near in Inglewood, but these motherfuckers is figuring it out.
Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to y'all.
Without mentioning traffic, what do you hate about LA?
The graffiti, the roads, the homelessness, and just like ghetto ass people. There's a lot of ghetto ass people out here. Not country ghetto. Like,
what does that mean?
Like, you know, when you just got like that ghetto energy where they just stank. Like, I feel like people who are from LA, they just stank sometimes. Like, with your stank ass, you know, you just got like a little stank attitude or just mean. That's for the ghetto people. Cause you got some nice people like you and I. You know?
Right.
So, I guess thank ass people who from LA, and I really dislike the prices.
Without mentioning weather, what do you love about LA?
Well, the weather ain't that good right now, so that wouldn't have been in the mix anyway. It's fucked right. up out here. What do I love about LA? I just love LA. I just absolutely love where I'm from.
Right.
I love the culture of LA. I love that I'm ground zero. You feel me? Like, I love right. that I'm really from here. Like, I love my friends. I love my family. I love that there's houses. You know, like, in New York, you got to move yeah. kind of far. But I love, like, the residential areas over here. Like, I love the grocery stores. I love... like the restaurants that we have out here.
Do LA have good food?
Okay, I'm gonna keep it 100. LA does not have good food, but it got good environments. Like, you could go to a nice restaurant and the ambiance is real dope. You know, like, the people there are real dope. But the food is trash. Nah, LA ain't got no good food.
Wow.
Mm-mm, it's not seasoned.
What's your favorite restaurant?
My favorite restaurant? Now, we gonna talk about on the high end or, like, the low end?
Give me your low end and high end.
My favorite restaurant right now... I spend a lot of money on food. I really like Bayou Grill.
That is in Inglewood on La Brea.
Yep, I like Bayou Grill. I like their po' boy sandwiches. My favorite expensive restaurant. It's just the food don't even be that good, though.
Right.
You understand? So it's just like, let me think. And you said this interview supposed to be 10 minutes. I'm going to take 10 minutes trying to figure out what the hell I see that.
That's so interesting because I go through waves, too, of, like, what's my favorite restaurants. I like Bakari. I'm going through, like, a Bakari phase in Silver Lake. I love that location. It's kind of high-end, bougie. It's nice as hell, though. Mm-hmm. The ambiance.
Right. It's all about the ambiance.
Yeah.
I like Lamoli's. It's this place
in Gardena.
I love that. Is one of my favorite restaurants.
Ralph's.
Oh my God, let me tell you, if you ever come to LA and you want to go to like a true little authentic Italian restaurant, the people there are so nice. The food is maybe like a six and a half, seven out of 10, but I have so much appreciation for the people who work there. Like, they give you a lot of food.
They
give you a lot of food. And yeah. It's just a vibe, and it's super low key. It's hella small.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're trying to go on a little sneaky link.
That's right. That's by Ralph's, right? Right, yeah, in the parking lot.
I used to like Towels right there on Florence. But I remember when I walked past there one day, somebody was like, y'all better stop eating there. They got rats and roaches. I'm just like, shit. As long as I don't see.
Okay. I mean, that's what I'm about to say.
No, but like, I really like Towels. You know, I just eat.
Go through waves, though. You got favorite restaurants this week, this month. Then you switch
Grand Masters is bomb too. So Grand Masters is in Hollywood off of Sunset, and that restaurant is real good.
I haven't been there.
Like, it's not on a high end, but it's like a good environment, good vibes, bomb ass food.
As a native, what is the biggest misconception about LA?
The way that they perceive Los Angeles on television is not. LA is grimy. It is dirty out here. Like, they're trying to fix it up, but once again, there's a lot of homelessness out here. There's a lot of broke people out here. Like, there's a lot of struggle out here. Like, it's not just like this fancy, nice, LA, I've made it. Like, absolutely not. There's a lot of ghetto out here. There's a lot of poverty out here. There's a lot of, like, ugh. Sometimes I'll be driving, I'll be like, ugh. I think people think LA is like this prestigious place, and at the end of the day, it's just another place.
What's underrated about LA?
I do feel like the people who are from Los Angeles are underrated, because you got so many, as you would call them, transplants that move here, and it's almost like a clone, but you cloning it and disrespecting the people that created it.
Right.
You know, like, honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, people from New York and people from LA, like, we all the creators of this shit. All of it. You feel me? Like, everything that almost, I mean, I know the South comes through, but realistically, like, LA and New York, we really created a culture for the Black community to, like, build off of.
Right.
And yeah, you come here and you from another place and you disrespect people that's really from LA, it's like, fuck you.
I'm gonna drop a bomb on that one. People who are listening and watching, where should they follow you at?
Meg B the OG.
That would be located in the description of this episode.
We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.